excited recording today. Why am I excited? Okay, I'm excited because it's a new month and it's an amazing week already. Like, this week is already turning out great. I'm sure yours too is turning out great. And I'm grateful for so many things. Like, I don't know what you're grateful for, but I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for God. Like, God has really, like, come true, like, so many times. Like, I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful for friends. I'm grateful for acquaintances. I'm grateful for even you listening to me, like, wherever you are listening from. Like, I'm grateful for you. Like, I'm so grateful. And thank you for listening to me, because I remember, like, this podcast thing. Like, I remember, like, when I started having thoughts about it, where it was podcast/YouTube channel. Like, 2 years ago, it's just been running through my mind. I'm like, can you just stop thinking? Like, just do, just start. You don't just know, like, just start. Like, I just needed a motivation. Like, sometimes you just need to just do. You don't have to, you know. And then this year, like, it's quickly wrapping up. Like, I know when we started, like, January was like, it looks like January was not going to end, but it finally did. And when September now, like, can you imagine? Wow. So yeah, I know, like, there's so much hustle and bustle out there. Well, I know you'll be wondering, like, why am I doing this? This is kind of a motivational episode. I know I have plans to do something else, but let the suspense just be. Don't worry, next week we'll resume from wherever we stopped from the X talk, and then we'll go ahead. So I just needed to say this to someone out there. You have to do you do what's best for you, no matter the pressure, wherever it's coming from. You have to do what makes you happy. Do what gives you peace. Do what works for you. Do what you'll be proud of doing. Don't do things because people are doing, and then don't do it because there's so much pressure out there, and then don't do it because my friend doing it or my family said I should do this. See, I know sometimes, like, people are like, sometimes you need to listen to people, then on a second thought you need to trust your instincts. Okay, so do what works for you, as I said earlier. And I know, like, in the midst of all this bustle and in the midst of, you know, being busy, being an adult, see, this adulthood is a scam, big scam. Like, I wish I was told, and I would never want to grow up. The way they used to have uni and then life after school and all this thing. See, adulthood is a very big scam, but that's not what I'm talking about. Maybe that might come up later, but then in the midst of everything, remember to check in with the friend who has been quiet lately. Remember to check in with a friend who seems to have it all together, and don't forget yourself. Remember to check in with yourself. I'm saying this because, like, sometimes we keep postponing things, and then that could be the last time we might hear from somebody. That could be the last time we might hear from that friend. That could be the last time we might hear from that, I don't know, that person that annoyed you. That could be the last time you can hear from that person that did upset you. I know, like, sometimes our ego is top notch, and I mean, sometimes we have to, you know, bring it down a little, you know. Reach out to someone out there. Reach out to someone today. You know, depression is real. Depression is real. Like, you don't know, you'll just be there. Depression will just be there, knocking at your door, crawling in little by little, crawling in. Like, before you know, like, you would need someone to talk to. And I mean, like, fam, just check up on somebody, and then don't forget yourself in the midst of everything. Learn to take care of yourself. Learn to, you know, sometimes just do what's fun. See, sometimes cancel plans and spend time with yourself. Like, you need to take care of yourself in the midst of everything. Like, we're so into the I don't know, the what's the word, I really can't place it right now, but into the hustle spirit, and then into searching for money, and we forget to take care of ourselves. Before you know, you're looking all, you look all kept, you look all, now, wow, like, someone will see you and then be like, Ogana, you be this, what's up now? Ahodikwa, like, are you okay? What's up? What's going on with you? See, you just have to, you know, take care of yourself and, you know, do what makes you happy, as I said earlier. And one last thing, we should learn to forgive. I know people might have upset us, and then some of us are bearing grudge from January. This is September, guys. Forgive that person. There was something I put up on my WhatsApp status. I don't know if you are on my WhatsApp. And then I was like, reach out to that person, because you never know if it would be the last time, something like that. And then someone was like, there was a situation, and she was like, she would never reach out to the person and all that. And I was like, never know. So she was like that she would try, and she actually did. And then she reached out to me, and she was like she actually felt good, like she really felt good, you know. Because me, I've been in that situation. I was like, nah, maybe after KNUS to say, I'm going to delete this person's number, I'm going to delete that person. But I mean, I had a retort, and I was like, is this really necessary? Like, this life is really like not so complicated. I mean, people would hurt you, people would do things that are not so pleasing, but life goes on. Like, life goes on. And yeah, you just have to leave certain things behind and move forward. I mean, on whatever, but whatever. It really took me a long time to understand what it means to forgive someone. Like, sometimes I wonder how I could forgive someone who chose to hurt me. Like, it's not like, see, I know I hurt people, but like sometimes, like, the intensity of someone hurting you, like, you'd be like, now this person be this. You get. But then after a lot of soul searching, I realized that forgiveness is not just accepting or excusing their behavior. It's about letting it go and preventing their behavior from destroying my heart. Like, I'm a baby girl, I'm supposed to be sweet, I'm supposed to be amazing. Like, I will not let a little banter or a little quarrel or a little mishap get to me. Like, I'm out here to, you know, give out love and give out, you know, and be sweet and be awesome. Like, I don't have to be all bitter and all pessimistic. I mean, life is short, fam. Life is short. So, rounding up. I know this is coming on a Wednesday, but I need you to do this weekend, okay? This is like, I'm giving you work to do. Next, as you are doing it, better have me in mind, because I had you in mind when I was, you know, putting this podcast out there. So yeah, give yourself a break on a Sunday. I'm choosing Sunday because some of us will work on Saturdays. We have weddings to attend. We have, you know, commitments on Saturdays. So give yourself a break on this Sunday. You are spoiling yourself this weekend, okay? So make a concerted effort to do something fun. Watch your favorite movie, okay? If you're not a movie person, sleep, rest, off your phone, put off your data, don't stress your eyes. As if you're not a movie person, okay? Cook your favorite dish, and if you can cook, order in. Like, just, you know, just make yourself happy, give yourself a treat, okay? Or read a good book that you have no time to read during the weekdays, okay? Do whatever makes you happy, and you see what, like, doing what you like would have a very great impact on your happiness, on your glow. Like, on Monday when you resume work, or when you are out there with people will be like, you see more glowed up, you see, by that time you have blessing in mind, be like, blessing had an impact on me this weekend, fam. So we finally come to the end of this episode, and one love shout out to you listening. In fact, now you try fast. Love, it's all love, guys. It's all love. Take care of you. Yeah, before you, you know, that's it. Bye.